Monday, September 23, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 1 o'clock, and Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 p.m.
Order the Dakota County Board of Equalization for September 23rd. It is 1:01 p.m. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Yeah, here.
Janet?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Tony?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will begin with the consent agenda items, and there is one on there, the approval of the previous minutes for September 9th, 2019. I can get a motion for that.
I'll approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. New business. Robert Giese, the treasurer, requesting approval of Form 457, an application for exemption of motor vehicle taxes by the qualifying nonprofit organizations of the Haven House for a 2016 Dodge wagon. Yes, Bob.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, back again for another one of these. It didn't come in until after we did the one at the last meeting. So this is just another thing that we do. And we just do a handful of them a year, maybe three or four vehicles, and that's it. But anyway, same thing.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is pretty standard. We did it the last meeting, and it looks like everything's in order again.
Are you recommending your approval?
Yes.
Okay.
So I will make a motion to accept this application.
I'd second it.
I put Jeff Curry.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, our next matter is closed session to discuss pending litigation negotiations on Turk case 18C0171 and 18C0172, Sioux City Foundry, and a 2019 Turk filing not yet assigned per appeal on protest 167. That is parcel number 220054878, Sioux City Foundry, and case 18C0108 and 18C0107, Cornhusker Plaza Holdings, LLC. So I need a...
So moved. Was that long in closed sessions?
Okay.
Second that.
Motion by Tony and a second by Janet.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay. It is 1:05. We will go into closed session to discuss pending litigations on the aforementioned Turk cases.
Yep. And then vote.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Christy. Okay. It is 1:25 p.m. and I need a motion to come out of closed session.
I'd make that motion.
Marty? Larry?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Okay, we are coming out of closed session. That was discussing pending negotiations on Turk cases 18C0171, 18C0172, Protest 167, parcel number 220054878, and case 18C0108 and 18C0107. Okay, we will move on to C, as the board to approve or deny the Dakota County Attorney to make offer for settlement agreement in Turk cases 18C0171, 18C0172, and protest 167 on parcel 220054878. I will make the motion to approve the county attorney to offer settlements in these Turk cases.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tom?
Yes.
Okay. The board to approve or deny the Dakota County Attorney to make offer for settlement agreement in Turk cases 18C0108 and 18C0107.
I'll make a motion to approve the settlement agreement.
Second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, that is it for the new business. We'll move on to mail and emergency business. Okay, looks like we have none of that, so we'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. Is anyone from the public wanting to make a comment for Board of Equalization? We have no public comment, so we will adjourn. It is 1:27 p.m.
All right, we'll go ahead and...
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and start our regular commissioner meeting at this time then. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. So take roll.
Go. Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Yes, here.
All right. We'll go ahead and start with public comment. If anybody wants to make a comment on anything that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time. All right. We'll go ahead and go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from September 9th, 2019. Approval of accounts payable. I did come in a couple hours early, went through accounts payable. Everything seemed to be in order. Approval of official reports from the clerk's office, register of deeds, and the clerk of district court. I also reviewed those. So this time I take a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Art?
Yes. All right, new business. Approved payroll claims from the period of September 8th through September 21st, 2019. Also did take some time to go through those. There are some, with the new calendar year, there's some catching up to do from since our budget has been set and approved. So everything appeared to be in order.
So moved to that payroll claims.
I can second that.
Kevin?
Abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
All right. Fred, if you want to step up, we're going to open an award bids for Old Sawmill Road Asphalt Overlay Project. That would be 23-31115. Any and all bids can be rejected. The bid needs to be awarded at the time of opening, but may be held over for further consideration.
First one's from Barclay Asphalt.
Okay.
It is $86,200. Second and final one is from Knife River. It is $105,693.60.
So we only got two bids?
Yep.
It's only those two.
Yep.
Prince said he was busy and didn't want to bid it.
Yep. Our other provider just couldn't get to it. And we got Fred also talked. I talked to Fred a little bit earlier today. It's one of those situations where you never know what the weather's going to do this time of year. So if it gets into fall, it's a project that may happen in the spring. As long as it happens in this budget year, we expressed to them that that'd be fine. Better to do it when it can be done properly than.
What's their rough estimate of time if they get started?
How long do you think that project would take?
Probably a week.
Yeah.
By the time they prepped and got in there and out of there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of patching, mostly on the west end of it.
Mm-hmm.
The way it sounded, they were just going to go down the subgrade, fill it back up to where it was level with existing, and then put 3-inch over it again.
I went down the Tompkins Drive overlay this weekend, just out there looking around a little bit, and I know we're only a season in, but it sure looks nice.
Yeah.
Fred, has it ever been addressed on Lake Avenue to you know, the south end of Lake Avenue.
Has it ground down?
Not really ground down, no. The depressions from the joints.
On the south end of it?
Yeah, south end of the stop sign.
I have not talked to any of the contractors to see it, but I do know what you're talking about.
It means a flurry is what it really means. But what happened when they did the overlay on the other street there, they squirted some pack in there, but then they never filled it with it. But I don't know what happened.
Whoever the contractor is that you guys desire, I will have a look at just to see. I know we have crack sealed it 3 or 4 times, but it doesn't seem to last very long.
They're too big and they went down like this.
Yeah, because of. They actually got them on Attacat around that corner, that for when you go around in that way, in Attacat.
Yeah. Anyway, I had one people complain on the way. Said, well, they spent all that money on that other street, didn't even fix the joint. So, I mean, it's what it is. It's nuisance. I mean, it's annoying.
Yeah, we'll talk to them.
But I do.
Yeah, maybe I could do something with it.
Who would you recommend?
The county has used both contractors, not a problem.
Both of them are.
I guess with the money difference, it's, mm-hmm. it's kind of obvious.
It's all the other two, isn't
it? For $20,000 difference, I'd be.
They both have cars.
Good reputations yet
with us, then why not go for the more economical? I guess that's my opinion.
Yep, I agree with you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Freddie.
So do we need to make a motion to accept that?
That's the bids, right?
Yeah. Let's go ahead. I would make a motion to accept the bid from Barclay, $86,200 on the project that we had just talked about.
A second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
All right, we'll go to miscellaneous. Fred, Highway Superintendent, Road Report.
September 8th through the 21st, 226 hours of road maintenance, overtime 1 hour, culvert projects, 33 hours on Fizzler Creek, 76 on L. Gravel haul, 1,373 tons. Signs and barricading, 32 hours. Road concerns, gravel, S Avenue, culvert concern on M Avenue. Also had a lot of calls on just detours, a lot of people using county roads right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of construction, huh? Every highway.
Hopefully the barricade hours will go down once they stop flooding us every few weeks. And we won't have to, but yeah.
I think the river has gone down.
It is starting, definitely starting to slow down
a little bit.
Sure, the culvert concerns on M Avenue, was that the culvert I'm talking about?
The culvert on
M Avenue, it said down at the bottom, right.
I have Fiddler Creek and L Avenue.
That says culvert.
Oh, the culvert on M Avenue, the road concern? No, that was actually the one out there by the Kents, you know, where they live on M Avenue, just back north of Tim Stewart's.
Yeah.
I had a person call in, it's got a slough off on it, too.
Oh, but there was none.
Some of these culverts, the roads are getting so wide.
Yeah, wider than the culvert.
Yeah, and that's, we got north of Jackson, M Avenue. But the one that you had concerns about, that's the first I heard of it there.
Oh, another thing, too, this guy out north, where we put the two culverts in to run the water from the bluff down over the bank, it's flooding mountain down below.
Yeah, he stopped me there.
Is there any real solution to that problem?
If we, you could, that's a natural flow of water, like I told you. I mean, it was running over our road. That was a natural flow. Most residents don't care where the water goes as long as it isn't on the road. I have one landowner that doesn't want it to go straight east, and of course, we just talked to the one that don't want it to go straight north.
Yeah.
And I just don't want it on the road.
Yeah. Me either. I drove through it a couple, three times this spring.
Yeah. If we could go straight east with it, I told him I would talk to the resident. He was strongly against it. Joe.
Yeah.
We put it to him in his lane, but he still didn't want it down our. It'd be all on our right of way, I assured him, but maybe you could throw a word in.
Well, does he own the ground on the north side of the road, too?
Data, you talking to Joe, or I don't believe so. But maybe, I don't know who owns that right across there. Right where the tube is going now?
Oh, there we are. Yeah. I didn't, in that road, side of the road, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't walk down into to see if, where it happened. It looked to me like it could, once it got over the bank, it could go east if it could, and just kind of spread out and soak away. It looked low to me.
The spring will, the landowner wasn't so much concerned about the spring as he just says every time it rains now he's getting all the rain off the bluff. But I told him I was to the point where with their spring running all the time, which it has been, we just couldn't have it. Like you said, you drove across it. We couldn't even have truck. We had to close that road.
Yeah.
I don't know what the solution is right now.
Maybe look at it next spring. Might change.
See how much snow we're going to have by then. Yeah, you never know.
Optimism.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Good report.
See, global warming will have us, but then we don't have to worry about nothing.
Tiffany Hansen, Health Department Director, requesting the board to approve or not approve free to Dakota County employee flu shots given by the Dakota County Health Department.
Yes, in the past we have given free flu shots to all the county employees. We do about 40 a year. Our cost as far as for the county is about $16 a piece. To the public, if we were to administer them, we do them for $25 to $35, depending on what they are. We've done it for the past 3 years for the county employees. I think it's always good. It, you know, decreases our lost work days and things like that. So it is beneficial as far as for keeping employees here and not sick. But like it says, I'm here for your blessing or approval or not on which direction to go.
So I would get one for nothing?
Yes.
But I don't like it. Is it an oral?
Yeah, we don't have an oral one this year. No, we don't. The sheriff doesn't like him either. I've been trying to win him over for the last 3 years. One of these days, I'm going to get him.
Oh. You better get one, Larry.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, I want
that.
I haven't been sick for 10 years. I don't want to get sick.
Okay. Well, I think it's a good thing to have it, you know. I mean, that might save us some money down the road and somebody got sick or lose time, you know, somebody. So I'd like
that's just one of those fringe benefits, don't
you? Yeah. I what?
Fringe benefit, you know.
Fringe benefit, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get when you work for the
fellows. A special day that you do this, or just it's just kind of open?
We've kind of in the past just kind of had it for people to call down and schedule it. We run clinics on Mondays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, so usually I tell people if they can to call, especially on a Thursday if you want it, just because there's a lot of children in the office, and so it's not exactly the most ideal time. But any of the other times, really, you can just call down and ask one of the nurses, and usually they're more than welcome to do it at any time.
I think we sent an email out last year suggesting we would like you to
go. Yes, yes.
I like to make motion to go ahead and give the chat to the county employees for the from the health department.
I'd second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
I agree.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Tiffany. Include Larry on that.
They came down there right
I
now.
I can't even watch somebody on TV getting a shot. Just can understand
that thing. Commissioner Committee Reports. I had one with I had the stormwater drainage meeting up at South Sioux here last week. Joan and I we got a little more clear guidance on what an illicit outfall is on these deals. So we're tracking things down, and we'll make our monthly report to South Sioux. They will compile that and send it on to the state. So we just were able to refresh that information. So.
Yes, we did. We had that law enforcement meeting, the law enforcement center, and having nothing happened that the law enforcement employee is going to get a 3% raise on their salary, and also they talking about the wireless fund, you know, and we decided that do what we need to do. What is that? I don't really get that mapping.
In the past, they had the 911. They get about $78,000 a year from the 911 fund from people that have been paid a service on their phones. In the past, they've been kind of using that monies for payroll and things of that nature. After talking with Tony and some of the other members, we kind of suggested maybe we keep that money because in the very near future, we're going to have to upgrade those systems. All of those systems, when they get upgraded, they're only upgraded for like 5 years. You know, then you're going to have to do that again. It's the same way with the mapping. So when, you know, a new street or a new road or something in the city gets added, you know, you can add that mapping to the map. So when law enforcement officers go out, they have an address to go to, or firemen or things of that nature. That's all going to have to be redone in the next few years too, and that's, you know, a pretty expensive deal too. So also they were talking about doing some work to the parking lot there, again getting a little bit late in the season, so they're looking at pushing that back till spring and looking at replacing some of those panels there.
And the hooded, heating and cooling system too.
Yeah, the controller, the main controller for the heating and cooling system, and that's like a $25,000 item. So.
It's $10,750.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is the one in South Sioux.
Yeah.
The law enforcement center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I apologize that I didn't attend to Cramper's deal on Thursday. You know, I was in Omaha, so. I didn't make it. I'm very sorry about that. That safety committee.
Yeah?
We met after the commission meeting, only. Oh, what did I report? I don't know. Maybe you don't remember. I don't. The good thing about that committee, we didn't have no accidents or nothing during that period of time for 3 months. That was good news, you know. There are always some claims, you know. Somebody got sick or whatever, so that was some good news.
We're going to try to write a NERMA assist grant for a defibrillator department in the road. So we'll
that'd be good.
Yeah, that was another thing. I think it was just about it. Really.
long as you remember anything else.
And the parking, the water problem in this back parking lot where it goes into.
Well, the concrete slab on the northeast side of the courthouse roof, yeah, the drainage.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that van's gone, and boy, that really is an improvement. Over on the corner where you stop at the stop sign, you can't see that way.
Yeah, that was another thing on the safety we talked about.
Yeah, they put that thing around to the east side. Boy, that was really nice. Perhaps you can see Kernama Street. You know, that's a good deal.
Yeah. All right.
I got Northeast Nebraska.
Beautiful.
Northeast Nebraska, beautiful. They were supposed to have a river cleanup last weekend and was postponed until this coming weekend. So if any of you were...
Now I see the weather's not being very good for this weekend again.
But so. The river was so high. They
oh, I know. Yeah.
They had it all planned, but postpones.
Okay.
Do we have money budgeted for North Bluff to fix, seal and fix those panels?
I'm pretty sure we put that in there.
Yeah, we did. And we probably need to set out some guidelines on what we want to have bid.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's something we should probably do sooner or later, too, so they can be kind of an early in the spring.
Well, I think early, spring, but you're too late this time.
But it'd be nice to have contractor ready to go, so we're not trying to find a contractor then, because then that 6 month, or you know, getting it done by the 30th of June can become an issue.
Yeah, that kind of works, something they could do if it was in the bad weather.
Yeah, for sure. If they're regrouting it or things of that nature, for sure.
You remove, replace, and you don't have to build a road grade or.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, well, let's look that up and follow up on that by next meeting.
Yeah. Good idea.
Miller Emergency Business. We did get a letter from the American Legion. They're having their county government day again this year, like they always do. This year's meeting is going to be October 9th. The county attorney is going to be the last speaker, so she'll probably speak the longest.
We'll all be at attorney, so we won't be able to do it.
Do you want me to speak in your stead?
Sure.
So.
Pay somebody.
There you go. Last year I did it. I am more than willing to do it again this year. It's going to be here at the Dakota City again. The council chambers at
the
Dakota
council.
City.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Joni Albright will be there from 9 to 10. She had a nice presentation last year. And then the clerk's office, assessors, treasurers, the county clerk will go, and then there'll be a break, and then it'll be the commissioners, veteran service, sheriff, the public defender, and the county attorney. Then they'll break for lunch, and then they do a jail tour, and then they go back to school. But it's nice. They used to be, they kind of fallen off on their numbers, but now both Homer and South Sioux have kind of a history club. And they've been bringing those groups down. They had a nice number of kids last year, so it was a nice event. Gives them access to, probably kind of one of their first access to how politics works, and to have a state senator there. They were pretty taken in. I tell you what, I was amazed at the quality of the questions they had last year. It was really good.
Good.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks for doing that. That'd be great.
Anything else? All right, we'll go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you, man.
Right. You bet. Thank you,
John Marty.
Yeah.
You know, the question that I was going to have for Jeff, that was...